We conclude the show today with a discussion on Hexavia, a business brand strategy, corporate training, and management consulting company. They build businesses and brands, develop business plans, marketing and brand strategy concepts, documents, processes, and they actually organize a lot of trainings and strategy sessions for business people and organizations. One of them is the Hexavian Masterclass, which we will be hearing about very, very soon. Izu Uwoma is here. He's the CEO of Hexavia. Hi, Izu. Happy New Year to
Happy
you.
Happy New Year.
Okay.
Happy New Year.
You're looking well with Wellman.
This whole thing that we do, this whole thing called business, is going to get stiffer because people are losing their jobs every single day. I mean, and all those people that are losing their jobs, what do you think they're going to do? They're going to set up businesses too after they lose their jobs, and they're going to compete with you who's already running businesses. The customers have become smarter. The customers have become lazier. So they're looking for convenience. I mean, 2 years ago, if you buy a product, you have to bring it yourself. Now, almost all stores are doing home delivery from Jumia to Udula to Konga. So the customers are demanding for more. Customers are looking for excitement. They become more intelligent. So a company like Coca-Cola doing Share a Coke and all of that, you have to be on top of your game. Business is going to change more in the next 10 years than it has in the last 100 years. How prepared are you? How prepared are you? So what I'm basically looking at is, for this new year, how best can we leverage on where the country is going to? I mean, the truth about the mystery of capital is, for every loss, there's a win. For the falling in oil price and the increase in the exchange rate, there's somebody somewhere who's winning. So it's the 80-20 principle. 80% of the world would work for 20% of the people. 80% would be misery and 20% would succeed. So let's not whine about it. Let's ask ourselves, how can I move from the 80% of the bandwagon into 20% of the successful people, successful teams, successful businesses? So why can't people succeed better? If you knew better, you would do better. I spent the last 10 years building businesses from scratch, you know, companies that people would know. I mean, I came into this town for a Lufthansa project. And what I'm very concerned about is trying to get more Nigerian businesses to succeed. It's painful that every 3 months, ShopRite opens a new store in this country. In this country where you say things are bad, a South African company comes and opens a store every single 3 months. I mean, all the big companies in this country are not even owned by Nigerians. So my question is, what are we Nigerians doing? How can we run businesses that are world-class, businesses that we can be proud to say that we own those businesses, businesses that we can transfer to our kids? So what I'm saying is, how can we run structured businesses, businesses that can run without us? If you're driving now and you're listening, ask yourself this simple question. For how long can you live your lifestyle, that good lifestyle, that fancy car, the house? For how long can you live that lifestyle if you stop doing what you're doing right now? If you're an employee, ask yourself, can I keep living my lifestyle if I quit my job right now? And until you can answer those questions, you keep running in circles. If you knew better, you do better. Anybody can fall off a ladder by accident, but nobody climbs a ladder by accident. And I really want us to be able to build better businesses, more structured businesses, businesses that we can say that are profitable and they are succeeding past just profits. What that means is that the customers are happy, the employees who work for those companies are happy, a company that people can say that they are learning, you know. And these are things that are missing. It's a concept called the balance scorecard. When you say business is doing well, what do you even mean by business doing well? It's making money does not necessarily mean that it's doing well. Because there are businesses that made money in the 90s, but they're not even in existence anymore. Where's Leventis? Where is Mandela's? Where is all these companies? Where is Kingsway? You know, these are big companies that today you can't even find them anywhere else. So we have to start to understand what it takes to build structured businesses, which is why I'm in this town, because we're having a training for entrepreneurs and top-level executives. If you've ever followed through on our project, you know that we have one of the most powerful network and community as well, which is called the Hexavian Business Club. So what we promise is a full-day intensive class on business, branding, strategy, and management. And after that, you graduate into an alumni, a rich, powerful alumni of people who's passed through the class. It's a full-day intensive class for entrepreneurs, for CEOs, for business owners, people who want to build better businesses, better structures, more profitable organization. It's a full-day intensive class on business, branding, strategy, and management. And if you're interested to come to the class, after the class, we promise lifetime mentorship. which is like a community we call the Hexagram Business Club. We have a WhatsApp group in Lagos, Abuja, Port Harcourt that we meet up every once a month after the class. So we're promising a lifetime mentorship. We're promising a full day class. Because one thing I've realized is that in life, the difference between you now and the next 10 years will always be people you meet and the things that you know. Nothing changes a man's destiny. Nothing is going to change your destiny in the next 10 years past the people you meet and the things that you know. It's something we need to take serious. It's something we need to take serious. This society that we live in is fast evolving. It's fast changing. And you have to be able to catch up with it. If you don't catch up with it, you just wake up one morning and realize that you've gone into oblivion. No, you don't really matter anymore because businesses have moved way faster. I mean, once upon a time, we had a company called Jake Bleach, right? But after a while, I mean, Hypo came just by being innovative and put bleach in sachet. That was all it took to knock them out. And at this point in business, it can happen to anybody. All you need to do is ask yourself, what can I do better? What can I do faster? What can I do quicker? What can I do cheaper? Because we're in this process now where everybody's looking for how to cut costs. Everybody looking for how to cut costs because the economy has become bad. The customers will demand more from you. They want to get every value for their money. So you have to be able to ask yourself, how can I add more value to them? How can I add more value to them past what you do, right? Maybe this is the right time for you to start thinking of innovative ways to add value to people.